Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message which I've entitled, Filled with New Wine. Beloved, God wants His people filled with the Holy Spirit. We looked at a passage in Acts, the 8th chapter, where there was revival in Samaria. Philip was there ministering, and it says the apostles at Jerusalem heard about it, and they sent Peter and John. Why? That they might receive the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because this is not a time to do a great teaching on the reasons why we need the Holy Ghost, except that Jesus said we needed it. That should be enough. But there is an empowering. There's a boldness that comes to be able to witness and testify to what God has done in your life. In Acts, the 10th chapter, do you remember? That was the account of Peter was called to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. And in verse 45 and 46, the word tells us, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. And of course, the Jews were absolutely astonished. In verse 46, it says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then, because some people say, well, you're just filled with the Spirit when you're saved. Well, if you really study and look at the Word of God, it's very clear that there is a distinction. When someone is saved, remember I shared in an earlier broadcast this week, Jesus appeared in their midst after His death and resurrection. It says He breathed on them. He said, even as the Father has sent me, I send you. He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Well, if that's what was all they needed, He would never have given specific instructions to wait in Jerusalem until they receive the promise from on high, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. And so it is, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is essential. It's needed in the hour in which we're living for every single believer. It's not for those in leadership. It's not just for the pastor, for the evangelist. It's for every single person. When you think about Philip, he was one of the deacons. Remember, the actual apostles were at Jerusalem, and they were getting involved in a lot of manual things. And they said, it's not right for us to leave the study of the word and prayer. And so they chose men of maturity, men of integrity, and they were given the position of deacons, and these were the ones. Remember, Stephen was a deacon. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were powerful for God. But now let's look at one other verse I want to share with you, found in the 19th chapter of Acts, verse 2, where Paul found certain disciples, and he said unto them, now they were disciples, right? They were saved. Isn't that correct? They were disciples. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? He was referring to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And verse 6 says, and when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Now, beloved, if we need more examples, let's go to the book of Mark, the 16th chapter. And I want to share some things with you. I can remember when I was a very young Christian and I had occasion, there was a family member that was ill. I flew back to Michigan and I was young in the Lord, but I was so hungry and desperate for Christian fellowship. So in my desperation, I actually went to see a pastor there, and just, I needed some fellowship. I thought I was just going to dry up and blow away. and I spoke with this pastor, and somehow we got on the subject of the 16th chapter of Mark. And of course, you know, I had come to the Brother Glass's services back in 1973, and the power of God was moving, and there were signs and wonders and miracles and the gifts of the Spirit. And I made reference to the latter portion of the book of Mark, and I was advised by this pastor who apparently had studied a great deal. He said, "Oh no." He said, "No, that's not in the early manuscripts of the Bible that we have of the manuscripts." And so, no, that was really not part of what should be in our Bible. Well, I didn't know the Bible, and so I was reverent and I didn't disagree with him, but I knew he was wrong. Anyway, let me just share with you some things that I learned much later regarding that 16th chapter of Mark. Some say that the earliest manuscripts, the Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, those are the most ancient ones, that they don't have verses 9 through, 20, but it just stops at verse 8. Well, come on now. Anyone that's ever done any writing, there is no way you're going to end at verse 8. There's no way an author would do that. I'm using common sense. It says, "They went out quickly, fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid." End the gospel. I don't think so, right? And it goes on, verses 9 through 10. It talks about Jesus appearing, and then it gives his commission. He said in verse 15, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every people." Verse 17, this is what I want you to hear. "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents." This is referring to spiritual things, not literal serpents. "And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They should lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now, there are 4,200 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament. There are 680 of the Gospel of Mark, and only two of these don't have these disputed verses, 9 through 20. You show how these liberal theologians, how dishonest they are. Ending at 8, it's abrupt, it's an unlikely ending. However, listen to this, at least two of the important church fathers quote these verses, whose writings, the writings of these early fathers, predate even those of these two earliest manuscripts, the Sinaiticus and the Vaticanus. So, beloved, let's just not argue about it. Jesus said it. There's documentation throughout the entire Word of God that we need the Holy Spirit. If ever we need the Holy Spirit, we need it in the times in which we are living. And, you know, I want to share something. You know, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence, and goodness, for decades now, I worked with Brother Glass when he was alive, and it's one of the joys of my ministry. I love to be able to pray, and I, even though some people I've never met, I really get to know them through the letters, through their correspondence over time. And one dear, precious family, one dear sister that I've known for years, she recently wrote, and I just want to share this with you. God is, he's still working today in miraculous ways. She shared that she went to Ghana, where the majority of the population there is of the Hindu religion. They did a lot of house-to-house ministry. She was leading praise and worship, which was her assignment, fulfilling a word that I had given her years and years ago in Oakland. And she said, "I never thought God would use me to that magnitude." They prayed over individuals, and then there was a pastor who had a group of men who asked for prayer that rain be provided, as it had not rained there for months, and they were losing crops. He specifically asked if they were Christian. They said, "No, we're of the Hindu faith." So he prayed for the benefit of those who did not believe in God that it rained. Listen to this. These are just ordinary believers, members, leaders of the church, believers who went with them. And it says within 30 to 45 minutes, her letter says, it started to downpour. And due to the crowd and possible danger, they were rushed to the van. Listen to this. On their return to the main house, she began to sing in tongues, and she couldn't stop. When she opened her eyes, the pastor, the local pastor who was there, and a large group of women were just staring at her. And she was told that she was speaking in their language. Praise God. And this is, of course, what happened literally on the day of Pentecost. Many of the religious, the The faithful Jews who were there to celebrate the feast heard them speak, everyone in their own language. And God certainly can do that. He can literally cause, in the gift of tongues, there can be a known language. But in many cases, for most of us, in our prayer language, it's a heavenly language. It's not a learned language of the earth. And so, beloved, why should we be concerned about receiving the power of the Holy Spirit? It is to do the work of the ministry. And I want to take, there's just a few minutes left in this broadcast, I want to be able to pray with you. You may not have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, it's available. I trust if you heard all the scriptures I've shared, it's God's heart for every single believer. It will empower you and enable you to live a victorious Christian life. You can't do it by discipline. You can't do it by willpower. It's kept through the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to mortify the deeds of the body. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord, and there may be so many that have not received the promise of the Father that you promised to your disciples on the day of Pentecost. But Lord, it's available to every single believer of all time. And so, Father, right now, all it takes is faith. Just by faith right now, reach out to the Lord. It's not some strange force coming over you. It's simply the infilling of the Holy Spirit that you receive by faith. In my own experience, I was in a home group, a very small home group, and they prayed for me. And you don't have to have any physical sensation. I felt the fire of the Holy Ghost go through me, but I didn't speak in tongues until I was all by myself alone, because I'm, you know, kind of introverted. At least I was at that time. And God gave his blessed Holy Spirit because I received it by faith, received him by faith. So, Father, right now I pray you will baptize those who are seeking and yearning after you. You will impart to them the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, the power of God to come to them. And, Father, I release that heavenly language that you will give individually, specifically to them. And, Father, they shall walk in the power and the glory and the anointing that you have reserved for your people in this end times. In the name of Jesus, so be it. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for it. Oh, I wish I had an hour to be able to minister, but my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. With the Lord's help, we will conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. I appreciate your prayer support so much. And God bless you, Team Partners, for your faithful support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.